a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Break the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And go over as many of the older talks I've given down through the years, talks which try to put a very complex system into place for your mind to perceive how it all interconnects, how you're managed in a global system, and have been for quite some time, where even your culture and the alterations in culture are pre-planned and simply marketed into your minds, and you adapt to them. And you wonder why you live in a dysfunctional society. It was planned that way. I try to fill in a lot of the blank spots for you by going over old documents, old books, by big players in the field, players employed to work towards this global fascist-type system. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download, written in the various languages of Europe. We are on the fast track now, as they love to say themselves, a fast track. They love the term track. A track is a line, you see, and everything starts with the point, and then you draw the line. The old mystery religion is still in place. And they want everyone on board, being pirates all, they want us on board their system and on track with their agenda. Everything that goes into the creation of your system, from kindergarten to cartoons, to the books put out for children, to the movies made for adults, is all part of the predictive programming process which you're exposed to and have been your whole life long. Your children now are exposed to the upgrade version, the society that will be prepared for them when they reach 20 or 30. And it's not a pretty picture at all, because we're in the age now of crisis creation. To pull off the final stunt, the final part of this part of an agenda, they have to create crisis everywhere. How can they do that? Well, it's very simple. They've taken over everything that you need, from food to clothing to shelter, heat, energy. They've taken it all over and put it into the hands of a few of their front international corporations. They've killed off the old farmers. They've driven them off the land. They've taxed them off the land. They've paid farmers not to grow crops. What happens when you don't grow crops? Well, you get shortages, you see, and that's the next step, because food is going to be used as a weapon, as I've mentioned for years, and we're seeing the scenario now loom above us as the major media, you know, the brainwashing, predictive programming bunch, start to talk about what I've been warning the public about for years. I'll be back with more on this after these messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and this is April the 7th, 2008. I'm talking about the new crisis creation techniques. Everything suddenly is a crisis. From terrorists everywhere, terrorists under the bed, my goodness, could be your next door neighbor, it might even be you, if you haven't been tested for it yet, pardon me, it's catching. And they're going after food. Now, food has always been used as a weapon, down through the many, many centuries, thousands of years, in fact, of the same techniques. And I've talked about the United Nations speaking about using food to control people. Ultimately, the UN is to be in charge of the distribution of food across the planet. And they're going to use it as a tool to force people, a big stick to force people to reduce their population. If you don't bring your population down, you aren't going to get more rations. That's in their charter. Department of Agriculture, the United Nations, now look it up for yourself. And I talked also a while back about the Royal Institute of International Affairs, this front organization that does the real legwork of running the global system, implementing it, and propagating it to you via the media. They've been talking about the coming food shortages. Suddenly it's a crisis across the world. And of course, they'll blame global warming, which is another farce as well, another creation of one of their think tanks, the Club of Rome. Here's an article from the telegraph.co.uk from today, 7th of April 2008. Soaring price of food leads to riots. Now, I've been telling you the predicting 30 years of escalating riots. That's from the top think tank from the Department of Defense for Britain. It also is a top think tank for NASA, for the whole block of amalgamated militaries for the Americas, Canada, Europe, and Britain. It says, soaring price of foods leads to riots, by James Kirkup, political correspondent. Rising food prices threaten economic stability and could trigger riots. Gordon Brown, as the Prime Minister of Britain, has been warned. The World Bank, another UN creation, said this week that the price of staple foods had risen by 80% in the past 3 years. For consumers in wealthy nations such as Britain, soaring prices are squeezing household finances and keeping inflation up. But for developing nations, they can lead to malnutrition and social disruption. My goodness, they're bright guys. They've been using this for centuries for developing nations and keeping the population down. Food prices are being driven up by shortages of supply, often caused by bad weather. They own the weather, remember. That was the newspapers a few years ago, when the American Air Force said it would shortly own the weather. Well, they do. By harp and by spraying us every day like bugs from these aircraft that crisscross the sky. And by rising demand. Mr. Brown chaired the Progressive Governance Summit. Did you know there was such a thing? A Progressive Governance, remember, Summit. That's just what they're calling it now. Not government, governance. That's where they order you to do something and you obey. In Watford at the weekend, and heard a string of warnings about the rising price of food. Antonio Guterres, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, told the summit the cost of food is leading to riots. He said the biggest problem today is rising food prices in democratic countries everywhere. This can trigger social unrest. The summit drew together some of the world's most important left-of-center politicians, including former U.S. President Bill Clinton. I mean, at the meeting blamed the price hikes on U.S. and European Union moves to use biofuels such as ethanol to curb greenhouse gas emissions, another bogus creation. Ethanol, an alternative to petrol, is made using corn, and its increasing use has pushed up maize prices. That's not really true, because Monsanto, you see, had somehow, either by aerial methods or other means of delivery, put in their GMO maize products into Latin America, where they were denied entry. So they just flew over them and scattered the stuff, and now it's taking over their crops. The EU wants biofuels to make up more than 5% of transport fuel by 2010, and the US may triple the amount of maize it uses for ethanol over the next decade. But Mr. Clinton said what's really hurting the food markets is America moving into ethanol. People there are moving into corn, and you can have pasta riots in Italy related to what some people are doing in farming in America. Now, I said at the beginning of the show, for those with memory, since World War II, governments of all Western countries got heavily involved in agriculture, first handing out freebies and little tax-free havens for farmers to go into. They took the bait. The next thing they knew, in came the government to regulate their farms, and ultimately have been pushed out of business. Margaret Thatcher and others have said the same thing, and they said that the United Nations Agricultural Department, that farming was just too important to be left to farmers. So you have giant agri-food businesses, international corporations, five of them mainly, that now own the entire food supply of the planet. Not only that, they have made sure they will always own it, because they've put in their modified seed with the killer gene so that they cannot reproduce themselves. You can't save seed and plant it next year. It already caused riots in India a few years ago when they were forced on it. Many of the farmers there committed suicide because they knew they'd have to go back cap in hand to the masters every year and buy the seed to plant. Whereas before, they collected their own and planted it. So, this is the start of the drum beat to tell you that your food supply is going to go up and up and up in price as it becomes more scarce, when those at the top bring on utter crisis. And they're also raising the price of gasoline and diesel, which transport everything, including your food, to wherever its final destination is. That's tacked on to the consumer at the bottom. Food, shelter, clothing, energy, everything you need for survival is pretty well out of your hands. And what they mean by that is interdependence. You're now an interdependent person. In other words, you're completely dependent on them for everything that you need. You are a slave. That's what it boils down to. By design. A war has been going on against the general populace of the planet for an awful long time, and the public have been completely oblivious to it. When you start to give up the ability to feed yourself, heat yourself, clothe yourself, barter with each other for what you need, and so on, you're now dependent upon a system which you do not control. Someone else does. That's your new master. It's called interdependence. Global and individual interdependence. So here's the Prime Minister of Britain, a good Royal Institute of International Affairs member, using the old standard technique of that very organization to terrify the hell out of people and get them ready for riots. Riots. And now you know why the Department of Defense published that 90-page document where they foresee nothing but escalating riots for 30 years. And remember, we're in a 100-years war, according to those at the top. Cheney, Rumsfeld, and others have used that term over and over. It's a 100-years war, not just against the Middle East. It's to radically alter every country, every culture, and the way of life across the entire globe. And out of it will come a drastically altered society. Their perfected society. A society that's much, much smaller. A society which will have no male and female as we know it. No family as we know it. They're going to genetically modify, create, perfect, ideal design humanity to serve them better. A humanity which will be unable to think for themselves, to even wonder what's happened. They won't even have that ability. At the World Science Meeting held in Loyola University a few years ago in Louisiana, the top geneticists were there, the top bioengineers were there, and the top computer people were there. And they said that shortly it will be unable for an individual to even be able to perceive themselves as a distinct, separate individual. That ability will be gone. The top guy from Tokyo said, think of it more like the beehive. You'll hear the buzzing or whispering of voices going through your mind from central computers or regional computers as they program you, and you'll hear the voices of the recipients going back to the central computer. You'll hear the buzz, just like the Borg in Star Trek. Star Trek was one of the greatest forms of predictive programming for this whole agenda, but very enjoyable. They make sure that your poison is very enjoyable as they program you. What a world we're living in. And people call in all the time asking to the solutions. And I tell them the solutions can only start individually. A little light goes on here, a light goes on there. And you've got to bypass the organized groups that we put out there for you to join. Because generally they're led by the same people at the top. They give us the leaders we follow. That's why they never lose. We're down to the question of what is life, what's the meaning of life, are we good enough as we are, or do we allow ourselves to be changed alongside the agenda? Back with more after these messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through this matrix, this thick, very thick, multi-layered system we think is reality, and casting away all the illusions and all the delusions that have been promulgated into us by a very scientific indoctrination system, coordinated with media of all kinds, along with the educational system. And we do enjoy our downloading. They make it very, very interesting, especially in the fictional side of things. Now we'll go to the phone now, and we've got Vic from Hela. Hela, of course, is hell for Earth, and that's where we are right now. So are you there, Vic?
What's going on, Alan?
I'm surviving.
Good to talk to you. Wanted to ask you, does Plato mention the creation of money in the Republic?
He kind of avoids it. He accepted it, of course, as a way of exchange. It was also used for buying back slaves who were of nobility, actually, who were caught during wars. They would ransom them back with money, so he thought it was essential for that purpose, so they could save their own elite if they were caught in some other territory and sold into slavery.
His money was a problem way before the Federal Reserve, right? You know, I mean,
it was always a problem. It was a problem.
What do you say to those people?
It was the same. It was the same. And with the Phoenicians, had it worked out that they would loan money to countries, and then loan them to go to war with other countries. Mm. And part of the deal with the Phoenicians was that they would get a proportion of the vanquished and turn them into slaves, and they worked gold mines with them as far as the Ural Mountains. They had gold mines back in those days, and they worked out that 1 gram of gold per life, human life, because it was terrible working conditions, you died generally within a week of working for them, then that was worth it because slaves were so plentiful. Right. So money and riches and any medium of exchange has always been tied to armies, slaughter, and slavery.
So what do you say to the people that want to just blame the Fed, and if we could just get rid of the Fed, then everything would be okay?
They'd have to do their history and look into the system in America before the Fed came in. Read Robert Barron's, look at the depressions they caused in the 18th century with three men. They were so easy to collapse the banking system, which they ran primarily. Then they'd buy up all the stocks for peanuts, put all the pensions out the window, and collect it all for themselves. You find that with Gould and a few other ones, Morgan and so on. They got together and collapsed the banks twice in the 1800s and confiscated everything and the businesses, etc. That was normal business practice back then. So you would just go back to the same system.
Yeah. Could I get your opinion of the Black Panthers?
Because I don't know too much about them.
Seems, comes from the top. Is that possible that they are? Because it seems to me they were the one people that were going to do some real things.
They certainly drew a lot of attention from the feds at the top, who immediately went into the business of hiring people, training them to infiltrate them. So probably were in their beginning, they were definitely a real force to be reckoned with, and probably dedicated to their cause.
What do you think of Malcolm X?
It's hard to tell. He said a lot of the truth, no doubt whatsoever. Did he have any other agenda at the back of his mind? We'll never know. We'll never know now if he was completely genuine and if he would stay that course, or would he go further and perhaps be part of the problem? I don't know.
Do you think he was more genuine towards the end? You know,
it's difficult to say. I mean, everything is so muddied because most of the scholar work done upon him has been done by people outside the groups, in other words, established media. So you don't really know what's true anymore as they muddy the waters, you know.
Yeah. Really curious about this in your book. How is it possible for them to arrange the Lincoln-Kennedy symmetry, you know, with all the dates?
Oh, they love this. They love this. It's almost like a...
But how could you
birth the guy, at a private
you know, and
school?
Have dates that
yeah.
happen on the same...
Yeah. Yeah, they love this kind of thing, and they go to extreme lengths sometimes to get the right names at the right place at the right time, just to have their in-house joke. That's how they boast to each other, we are gods, we can play with the public, and the public haven't a clue.
Yeah. But wouldn't that mean that you'd have to arrange a birthing, you know, for a certain person at a certain time? Like, how does one do that?
It certainly would. It certainly would. Either you have them change their names a generation beforehand in order to use them down the road, which, mind you, they have been known to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. In your opinion, are there any good guys in the public view? Like, any good guys?
I don't really see the good guys at the top.
Anybody on TV? In any music-wise, political-wise, anything?
I kind of doubt it. Many people might be genuine, but they're not in on the big plan. And if you're not in on the big plan, and when you see the overall picture, you can be used as a dupe, a very honest dupe, but a dupe nonetheless, you know.
So even as far as dupes go, who are your favorite artists or celebrities, even though you know they're
It's hard for me to say. It's hard for me to say even today because I never watch television. I haven't watched for a long time.
Ever?
Because it's so zany now, I don't really follow it, you know.
Well, I mean, as far as music-wise, you know, and movie-wise,
even
like,
music.
Do you have any actors or musicians that you really liked?
I can't really go into that now. Take too long.
Oh, can I ask you another question when you get back?
No, that's enough for now. I've got other callers.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the Matrix. And we have Charles from Nova Scotia on the line. Are you there, Charles?
Hello?
Hello, Charles.
Hello. The purpose for my call this evening is I wanted to ask you about the special closed session of the U.S. House of Representatives that was discussed back on March 13th. I wanted to know your what you thought about that.
I think they're just going the same way as all the British Commonwealth countries have gone. We have what we call privy councils. Here we are electing people in, yet they have a private council where the public are not allowed in. We're not allowed to know what's being said. It's just the U.S.'s version of the same thing, and I was waiting for them to do it because it's all the same system worldwide now, regardless of republic, democracy, constitutions, or anything else. We're already under the system, and it is showing us that we don't have democracy anywhere.
Supposedly, it was leaked that there is the that they discussed the imminent collapse of the U.S. economy to occur by September 2008. I was wondering what you thought of that date.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's hard to go with leaks or even supposed leaks. It ends up in rumor. I know that when they said that oil went past the $50 a barrel, then $100 a barrel, as predicted by Rumsfeld at the beginning of 9/11. He says, it will probably double by, you know, 2 or 3 years' time. He says, don't be surprised. That's part of the agenda. And then the economists came on the same act, and they said generally it takes 4 years for the economy to catch up and show a decline or a boom. Well, be probably 4 years from, I would say, now. That's when the major bust will come. That's when it catches up and all comes home to roost.
So do you think these supposed leaks are just like a fear-mongering tactic to get people worried about what's going to happen?
Yeah, I guess you're worried, and then once you're worried enough and you're terrified, they'll come out with a United Nations organization or department then that will say we'll have to take over the system. Now remember, too, they're using this fear-mongering to amalgamate the Americas even faster, and that will also be used as an excuse to the public as to why they had to amalgamate. They cannot have all these separate governments, separate currencies, etc. And the only way we can fight this and compete with China and Europe is to amalgamate in the same way. That will be used. So, yeah, it's to create fear before they give you the answer.
Yes, the claims of the imminent collapse of the U.S. federal government, their finances and such, I just saw it as another step towards the American Union. It's almost like
the programming
to get us even more.
It is. They also use 9/11 for Fortress America, which they published in 2005. The reason why they have to amalgamate the Americas is because we can't defend ourselves with separate governments. And this economic chaos that they're bringing in is also going to be the next nail in the coffin, the second reason why they have to amalgamate. And that will suit most people. They'll say, well, okay, I guess they had to do it. They had no choice. Yeah.
Yes. Also, I'm suspicious of the push right now to buy gold. It seems to me like it's just a fleecing of the populace to remove their assets so they can't actually invest in things that would be more useful, like food and things that would help them survive through the coming crisis.
Well, people always push these products during crisis times. And I always go by the Rothschild dictum, which was you buy when low, sell when high.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
Okay, and they're also predicting the possibility of a civil war inside the USA as a result of the collapse of the economy.
Well, they're preparing for a civil war for 20 years by building up internal armies to deal with it. They knew 20, 30, 40 years ago exactly where they'd take us by 2008 and 2010. And they've been writing about the coming unrest, civil unrest. Let's say they published it, a 90-page document for the top think tank for the Department of Defense of Britain and all NATO countries. So they haven't told you why you'll be rioting, but it's obvious it's going to be your food, it's going to be money, it's going to be increasing taxation while all that's happening, and you have no money to pay. And no doubt, too, if they need be, they'll throw a plague into the mix as well.
They've even claimed advanced roundups of insurgent U.S. citizens likely to move against the government. So
yeah.
And the detention of those rounded up at the Rex 84 camps constructed throughout the USA.
They published them back, initially back in the 1980s and then 90s again. And they've been building them ever since. So this is a long-term plan. They know where they're taking us, and they're causing the crisis every step of the way.
Yes, and also the possibility of retaliation against the members of Congress for the collapse. So they're basically going to sacrifice their front men, I think.
They'll be well shielded behind lines of security men. They already are. It's their private security forces, generally ex-CIA guys protecting them. Every prime minister, every ex-prime minister has security guards supplied by the RCMP and CIA for life.
Yes.
So they're already prepared against all of this kind of stuff.
And they're making the promise of those safe locations, the safe facilities for members of Congress and such and their families during the massive civil unrest coming.
That's right.
And I caught your show on Alex Jones today. A really good show. It was really well done.
Okay.
And also, I want to ask you one last question. Were you correct when you said, or am I correct when you said that the underground tunneling machines that they're using are actually tunneling at 5 miles per hour? Was that
that was the latest thing that I had read when they published that some years ago in one of the science magazines. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you, Alan. Hey, thank you for your time.
Tell me how long ago.
Thanks for calling. Now we've got the guy's name is supposed to be Jake in Texas. Let's see if it is Jake.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Alan. Yeah, you and Alex Jones make a good team. You balance out his hyperness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my question is, how do we, as free-thinking people start to at least imagine a new system to put in place when this one crumbles. Because if it does crumble, the surviving elite will just pick up the pieces and they'll start over again. And there are no good old days to go back to.
That's right. I mean, even I don't know when the good old days were. It's primarily through fiction again and Hollywood and Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons, you know.
Yeah.
Times were pretty tough. The only difference being they had solid family and community units. They helped each other out. They've done their best to destroy even that cohesion over the years as they bring out the new scientific global community, a completely different, radically different entity altogether. So it's going to be very difficult regardless. Some people will definitely help each other out. Other ones will turn on you because they have no ability to bind anymore. They don't even know their neighbors. They're suspicious of people. That's the modern society for you. It will be chaos for a long time, I've no doubt whatsoever.
So basically trying to bind with the other people to come up with a new system together. Because I know,
I
can't ask you directly what's a new system, because you don't know and I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, any other system would have to be something based more naturally on a old human society where people had their own communities with a strong culture, not this destroyed, fragmented culture we're given today, where the elite really are the bosses. Ancient societies didn't need to know if there was a department out there of welfare to help them out. The tribe, the clan, the people helped each other. That was the law. There were very few laws, and the people knew them all. They didn't have police forces or armies, didn't need them. They were all part of the army. And that's what we'd have to get back to, something like that. You cannot give your ability to sustain yourself to others. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And I'd like to tell you about a new mind control device I heard on another radio program that all the bigwigs like Oprah and Donald Trump and all them, and they're selling it in the high-end stores. They've got out a new watch that... supposed to make your brain waves in a certain frequency and give you bliss all the time. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's mind control in a watch.
Mind control, indeed. They'll be happy when they all have their chip.
Yep.
And it's all part of conditioning the public towards getting a chip. And that will also be pushed on the public through keeping their safety. And you have to monitor everyone for safety's reasons, yeah.
Yeah, so the listeners out there, be on the lookout for that new device coming around, too.
Okay.
Well, thanks for
calling.
Thank you. Bye.
And we'll go on to Keith from Florida. Are you there, Keith?
Hello, Alan.
Hello. Hello.
Alan, hi. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, in response, before I ask my question, in response to the last call, I would suggest a system loosely based on the Amish community without all the religious dogma. I think we'd grow a lot of good food and build a lot of good houses and take care of one another. But I was wondering if you've ever heard of, I've got this obscure out-of-print book written by a man named Stephen Levy, and it's called The Unicorn Secret, and it's about a man named Ira Einhorn, a.k.a. the Unicorn. Does that ring a bell?
No.
It doesn't. Okay. Well, he was instrumental in our first Earth Day in 1970, Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting because the attorney that represented him was a man, I'm sure you're familiar with, a man named Arlen Specter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Senator of the first. He goes back into our JFK history, and he was the guy that found the spotless bullet. Anyways, Ira Einhorn, he was bailed out of jail by Barbara Bronfman, and I think that your listeners would be very intrigued by this book if they get a copy of it. It sort of connects the establishment through a sort of a tool a pawn or a patsy or a interfacing green man that manipulated the hippie movement, and he was part of the counterculture. He was an icon of the counterculture and very closely associated with Leary and Ginsberg and some of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that.
It's been admitted now that the CIA ran all those boys, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I mean, I think it's a great book. If after I'm done with it, I mean, I know that you have a large library, but I think that you would be very, very interested in some of the details of this book.
Yeah.
So I'll forward a copy to you.
Okie doke.
All right, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Now we've got John from California. Are you there, John?
Yes, I am, Alan. Nice to talk to you.
Hello,
Alan. Hello? Yeah, Alan.
Hello?
Yeah, Alan. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Alan, I just had a quick question for you on your appearance as a guest on Alex Jones' show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Alex were both talking about global warming, and each of you cited a source. I believe Alex came up with the Carnegie Foundation, and you mentioned some source, a book from the Club of Rome, in which you both seem to be saying the same thing, that the people who were running the world back in the 70s had come up with this idea of global warming to sucker the masses into it. Can you give me a specific reference? I went to the Club of Rome's website,
The book is called The First Global Revolution, published and put out by the Club of Rome itself.
The First Global Revolution?
Revolution, yeah.
Revolution, okay. And when was it published, do you know?
They published it in the 90s, but the founders who wrote the book said that back in the 70s, the two founders, had come up with this idea, this bogus idea, to fool the public, to bring them together under a global system, and they dreamed up the whole idea of global warming. They looked at other options, and they thought this would fit the bill. That's what they said.
You don't happen to remember the names of the two men, do you?
You'll find that yourself. It's a simple book check. You'll find it out there.
Okay, the first global revolution. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, Alan, thanks a lot for your help.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Now we've got Robert from Nova Scotia. Are you there, Robert?
Good evening, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. I just got one question there about chemtrails, Alan. Last week, I always look up and lots of chemtrails go by. They fly north-south here, Europe to United States. Anyways, there was one aircraft flying over the house here, and I was videotaping it and taking some pictures of it along chemtrail, and then all of a sudden there was a black line in front of the aircraft going off to infinity, basically, and it was following directly this black line. Have you ever heard of that happening?
Oh, I've seen it many times. In fact, I've seen some of the types of spray sprayed above clouds, and when it cuts through the cloud below it, which means it's heavier, mm-hmm. obviously. It's not just water vapor. It's heavier. You'll see it turning black as it cuts through the cloud beneath it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I've actually photographed that as well. Also, just right after that, there was another aircraft coming behind it with a long trail, and the trail actually that was coming out, it was a blue color.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a different colored one before, but...
Yeah, the blue ones tend to mix, I call them the polymer ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like looking through a plastic film or a barrier for your basement or your insulation, as it gives it that blue tinge. But the polymer was designed back in the 60s, and this is declassified stuff, and they said that its purpose was to bring virus or bacterial or chemical agents down to ground target level.
Now, that doesn't surprise me. Everybody I talk to around here is sick these days. So.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Okay, that's all for now, Alan. You have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
I've got Maggie from Texas. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes. Hello, Alan. The previous caller brought up something that reminded me of some questions I've been holding for a long time because they were sort of off the subject. This concerns elite in-jokes based on names and wordplay. I find it hard to believe that we have as a candidate now a person whose last name rhymes with Osama and whose middle name is Hussein. And I just wondered what you think of it, because I understand that he's been quietly being groomed for at least 20 years, I mean behind the scenes, for a major career, and that would imply that Osama, who is also an operative, of course, had been groomed for the same amount of time, or that somebody a long time ago recognized this. Is this possible?
It's very possible. They actually do this kind of thing.
They do, okay.
And they do love, especially when they have picked them years ahead for their task. You'll find that they do this, and they'll pick specific names for them. Sometimes they'll change their name for the task as well. And they love these jokes, yeah.
Yes, okay. Quickly, two more. Ilian Gonzalez incident, that surely was a setup, was it not? His name is an anagram for alien. How could it get more perfect?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
And the last one, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But we'll be back with more after these messages.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and putting some of the pieces together. And it's very, very complex, but you do see how it meshes like a big jigsaw puzzle gradually. In itself, again, it comes together, it implodes together. Now we've got Diane from, I think it's Minnesota, on the line. Are you there, Diane?
Yeah, hi, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Hi, Alan, I wanted to thank you for all the stuff that you do. I've listened to you all the time. I was listening the other night when you were on Jeff Rentz, or one other night, and by a fluke, you said to put in rogue government and go to his site. And I put in Rogue, and I spelled it wrong. I spelled R-O-U-G-E, government. And up came the North American Union in the area that I live, and all the doctors and those that are affiliated with the North American Union. This really blew me away.
Yes.
It must already be up and running.
It is running. It's been running for a long, long time.
So these people, these doctors and clinics in the area, then they're already in the know and in agreement with what's taking place?
Yes, the higher paid ones they'll go along with anything for their saving themselves and keeping their own standard of living. At least they hope to keep their own standard of living, and they'll go along with anything, and they'll keep quiet and silent from the public if need be. Yeah.
No, I was just so blown away, and one of them was a doctor that I use and I know, and just recently though, but I plugged in that with a few of the other communities on another friend's computer, and her town came up, and then it listed the ones that were in her town, in the smaller towns roundabout. So I've been listening and studying for quite a while now, and I looked at all your old information. I ordered your books, and it's hard to find people though that'll listen. I have a couple people that listen, but it's really difficult. They think they can't handle it, whether they think it's true or not.
They can't.
So
they can't. And most people will never be able to handle the truth. It's too big for them. It bursts the bubble of the fictitious world that they want to believe in, where some big paternal figure is taking care of everything for them. And they don't realize that's the problem with the whole thing. You have to deal with the problems yourself. You cannot give that right away to others, because then you're going to be dominated by them. And you can't stay a perpetual child, a Peter Pan, for the rest of your life. You have to grow up. That's what human beings are supposed to do. We've been brought up with this cotton wool, with these faceless experts above us, all dealing with major problems. And look at the mess we're in today. We're like children. We don't know what to do. We've never learned what to do. And we've been taught to have blind obedience to our masters, our betters, those who come out of the special rooms at the top. Yeah.
Actually, I talked to a friend who I asked her. I said, if they told you to jump off a bridge in this one religious organization, would you do it? And she said, yes. So it tells you right there, you know. They say, if the tree is orange, you know, would you believe it? And they say yes. So, but I, you know, other than that, I just don't know what to do about it all. I looked at the thing with the vaccines and the babies, and you know, informing people of what they're doing. It's practically a holocaust with the vaccines and abortions. But I don't know what to do about it. Do you have any suggestions?
Just keep on doing what you're doing, as is what we all must do. It is up to each individual. Whether they know or not, they're making choices. It's going to affect the whole world. Definitely affects them. And we've got to keep soldier on and see this through. But that's the music for the show ending.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks for calling. From Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, where it's thundering and lightning right now, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.